A state lawmaker hopes to eliminate a marriage penalty for disabled people who need health benefits. The Wisconsin Medical Assistance Program helps certain individuals, including the blind and disabled, with their health care. But there's a catch. State Representative Steve Wickert says if that person gets married and the future spouse has more than $2,000 worth of assets, the disabled individual would lose those MA health care benefits.
So what would normally happens then is that individual decides, well, I can't afford to get married. I can't lose my health care, so I won't be able to get married. And that's a marriage penalty. That is a real marriage penalty. And it's very sad.
Wickert says citizens with disabilities already have serious physical limitations put on their ability to enjoy life. The government should not make it even worse. The Appleton Republican is looking for co-sponsorship on legislation that would remove that barrier.
So we're creating a level playing field for these people. So if they have, if they were blind before they got married as a single individual and got married, they would still have the MA health care benefit.
Wickert says his friend, a quadriplegic, brought this to his attention, saying he wants to get married, but his health care is literally saving his life, and he cannot afford to lose it. Wickert says marriage is something that should be encouraged, not discouraged. He'll be introducing this bill at the end of the month and is hopeful it will get passed before the end of the session in April. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.